Bruce Conner's Looking Glass reflects an unseemly aspect of the American psyche. Behind the fading fringe that embellishes this collage are objects with female identities. At the top of the piece, Conner has collected layers of old nylon stockings, stained lace, and mannequin appendages. Other items, like a talking doll and a photograph of Marilyn Monroe, are buried beneath the musty garments. In the lower area, below the mantelpiece, is an underworld of tattered softcore pornography. Curator John Weber.
There is an element of voyeurism in the piece, and I think in that sense the piece has a kind of tension in it. It's about looking, and it's about questioning looking. It's about dressing up or wanting someone else to dress up for you, and it's about a degree of discomfort with that desire.
This quintessential 1964 Conner piece, once owned by actor Dennis Hopper, is the last and largest sculptural collage the artist made.
He felt that people had begun to think of him as Bruce Conner, the collage artist who works with nylon stockings, and that that's what they were expecting to see when they went to a Bruce Conner show. And so after doing this last kind of magnum opus, he quit collages, and he's never gone back to this kind of work.